Test 62, Section 3, Question 2. Here it says the reasoning conforms to which of the following propositions, and so we want to create kind of a general if-then-y kind of statement or a big picture statement describing what's happening here. So it says discover what percentage of teenagers believes in telekinesis, you know, moving stuff with their mind. A recent survey asked a representative sample whether they agreed with the following statement. So we're testing whether they believe in telekinesis, so we asked them this question. A person's thoughts can influence the movement of physical objects. So we ask them that question. But because the statement is particularly ambiguous and amenable to naturalistic, uncontroversial interpretation, the survey's responses are also ambiguous. So the conclusion is the survey's responses are ambiguous, and the evidence is just that the question is ambiguous. So we need something that's going to say, if the question is ambiguous, then the responses could be ambiguous. The uncontroversial statements are useless. That's not really what this is saying. It's not about whether it's useless, it's whether it's ambiguous. Every statement is amenable to several interpretations. Well, that's good to know, but it doesn't say whether or not this is ambiguous. Responses to surveys are always unambiguous if the survey's questions are well phrased. Well, that's talking about when they're going to be unambiguous. We want to know when are they ambiguous. Responses people give to poorly phrased questions are likely to be ambiguous. While I feel like it's making a stretch, poorly phrased questions, it says, because this statement is particularly ambiguous and amenable to these naturalistic, uncontroversial interpretation, I could say maybe that's saying poorly phrased. So we'll hold on to D, mainly because it's better than the others. And then statements about psychic phenomena can always be given naturalistic interpretations. And it isn't saying can always be given. It's just saying in this case, it is. And so our best answer here is D. You do have to make a little bit of a stretch calling it poorly phrased, but it's the best thing that we got, and therefore that's what we'll take.